USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court on Thursday enhanced the ability of President Trump's administration to quickly deport illegal immigrants, including asylum seekers with limited judicial review, handing him a victory in a case involving one of his signature issues in an election year. The justices ruled 7-2 in favor of the administration. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Senate Democrats blocking the GOP police reform bill is the latest absurdity.
Well, yesterday here in the Senate, the latest absurdity was added to the list. Our Democratic colleagues tried to say with straight faces they want the Senate to discuss police reform while they block the Senate from discussing police reform.
Democrats in Congress are set to vote on their bill on Thursday, which will likely pass along party lines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn. You all know how much I love my nutritional supplements, especially silver. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is a new patented silver technology that supports your immune system. In multiple lab tests, it destroyed dozens of dangerous pathogens within minutes. Unlike other silver products that can only kill a single pathogen cell, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul can disarm and disable dozens of pathogens before it safely leaves your body. With more than 50 U.S. patents, OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is the leader in patented silver products, and they charge 50% less than leading competitors. OptiVita Nano Silver Soul is available if your health is a liquid, a skin gel, or a throat lozenge. OptiVita Silver is so confident you'll feel the difference, they offer a 30-day return guarantee. I've arranged to have them create special bundles and discounts of their already low prices. These deals are exclusively for my listeners. While supplies last, just use the discount code WAYNE. Call toll-free 844-5-SILVER, 844-5-SILVER, that's 844-5-SILVER, or go to patentedsilver.com.
The CDC is releasing new information regarding how many Americans could die from COVID-19 in the next few weeks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The CDC now says the nation could reach 150,000 coronavirus deaths over the next few weeks. Predictions from 20 different models show the death toll likely to surpass at least 130,000 by the 18th of July. Higher death rates expected in states like Arizona, California, and Florida, which are already seeing surges in cases.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is slowing down its coronavirus reopening plan due to an increase of cases in his state. There will be fans at this year's Kentucky Derby, but it won't look like Derby's past.
General admission will be cut as much as potentially, 60%, as you say, 60%. Again, that's sort of the access control around the facility, those folks who don't have a seat.
Churchill Downs President Kevin Flannery making his remarks today at a briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats such as Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota are embracing the idea of defunding the police. In fact, she even suggested that the Minneapolis Police Department is rotten to the root. It's those sorts of comments that have Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy shaking his head.
You know, we have people on Capitol Hill, I'm sad to say, who think cops are guilty until proven innocent. And I'm going to say what I said the other day. If you hate cops, just because they're cops, next time you get in trouble, call them a crackhead. Let me put it another way. I think we got more honest cops than we got honest politicians. And I think it's all just sad. When a Muslim or jihadist blows up a school of school children, we're told don't judge all Muslims by the acts of a few, and boy, do I agree with that. So how come the same rule doesn't apply to 800,000 cops in this country? If it wasn't for double standards around here, we wouldn't have any standards.
And along those same lines, Americans are growing increasingly aware of racial inequality in the United States, but a large majority still oppose the use of one-time payments known as reparations to tackle the persistent wealth gap between African Americans and white citizens. According to a new Reuters Ipsos poll, 80% of Republicans are against reparations. Meanwhile, 66% of Democrats are against them as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.